Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby,
when we bungled the first opening, right? And you would think that hearing this song, like, I would just be over it.
Laugh again.
I just, Kelsey, just because I just know people, this is, they live the queen life.
He can't wrap his head around it, you guys.
Happy? No, it's not a happy birthday. It's congratulations.
Congratulations. Wait, excuse me.
Hey, queens. Oh, my God. I'm falling. You guys, it's Friday. We fooled them again. Made it through another week, and I just get carried away with the. I just get carried away being a queen, so I'm sorry, I lose it. It's Regular Guy Friday. All the regular guys and regular girls out there in this irregular world, we are here. Tonight kicks off Memorial Day weekend, but as I was saying to Kelsey earlier off air, for the rest of the world outside of LA, because LA life, it's Friday night every night. But for the rest of the world, this is the beginning of party time. Mm-hmm. This is it.
This is summer, baby.
Summer. And, you know, if you're like New England, it's Newport, it's Cape Cod, it's Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard. There's probably places in New Hampshire. And then obviously Hamptons in New York. And but now imagine everyone's been waiting 2 years for this. But I see... But it'll be interesting to see if people really rise to the occasion or if they're still masking it up. And,
No. People have been rising. Kev, let me just tell you a brief story.
Tell me.
Before I left LA, Roxy and I got together and we went to a bar in Santa Monica. Kevin, I thought it was 2019. It was terrifying.
No way.
Both she and I were didn't know what to do.
Crowded.
You were weird if you were wearing your mask. Like, no joke. So all my point being is that people have been ready. Oh, and they're
but they
they're
can, they're out. They're out. They can go out and about.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Wow. Listen.
And we were both like, "Is this legal?" But it was happening.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, so tonight will be the night for all of you people. I'm a tired queen, sadly.
Yeah.
But Kelsey's a young queen, so I want to. Love to see you get out there, Kelsey. We have to figure that out. I don't know.
Kelsey's kind of a young and tired queen as well. So
no, really? You don't want to do anything this weekend?
I mean, I do, but I don't know what.
Yeah.
It's a little difficult. I mean, it's like, I don't know. We'll have to figure it out.
I remember, yeah, never mind. Listen. Congratulations to Nick Cannon and his baby mama, who are huge fans of Regular Guy Friday, apparently.
Clearly.
Because they named their daughter...
Powerful Queen Cannon. Unreal. The poor child. She has...
What? Kelsey!
Kevin.
How dare you?
Well, here's the thing. They didn't spell queen right.
I know you're joking for everybody. Okay, haha, the joke's over. Now let's go, let's be real. This is amazing.
They didn't spell queen right, so
No. They, by the way, they've got it perfectly. These are the queen's rules. Born a queen. Nothing
you're
to
right.
earn it. And by the way, not just a queen.
Powerful queen. Unreal. Unreal. That poor kid.
Madness.
So, congratulations.
Madness. I almost want to hear the theme again.
You want me to play it again?
No, we'll play it later. Okay. But, yeah.
You just call for it. I'm here.
This is the queen's life. Keep me drunk 7 days a week. And I can do it. I can live the queen life. Anyway. Yeah. Powerful queen.
Powerful queen.
Canon.
Congratulations.
Congratulations, you know.
You made it.
You know, I'm surprised. I never really saw he and his model.
His model.
Baby mama as regular guy Friday fans, but apparently.
Apparently they are. He's very nice, though. Very nice man.
I partnered with him on a project once.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, a couple few years ago.
I interviewed him once, and I was like, you're honestly.
No, he's nice.
I didn't think he was going to be nice. Very nice.
Oh, no, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
I think he's just, you know, very, one of those guys very aggressive for his career.
Yeah.
And, yeah, again, we were talking this earlier about a lot of the, he's been famous since he was young, too. Mm-hmm. And he admits it. He's like, you know, definitely screws your head up.
How but, could it not?
I mean, so, yeah, I don't know. I digress. I am, yeah, I am tired. This week was, Maria came out, this week and did a show for us. And I thought that was encouraging and she really enjoyed it. And I, if you haven't listened to it, which I'm sure you have, I urge you to, listen or pass it on to people, especially if you have people who are sick, terminally ill or have passed on. I think she gave a lot of great takeaway. But yeah, I don't know, Kelsey Meyer. It's we're a little tired here, so we're gonna press on. We're gonna do our best, try to get through this. I'm more tired on this Friday, I think, than others. But maybe because my body's starting to know that there's.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
Yeah, my mind and my body are like, okay.
Well, you know,
tired.
You know that most people get sick when they go on vacation.
Yeah, that's why I got sick. That's what you. I mean.
It's my theory.
One of the theories, yeah.
Is that your body knows it can finally shut, it can finally let the whatever sickness that's in you come out.
Right.
Because you're going on vacation. So you don't have to be like, have the adrenaline to push through to work, to do right. things. And so, yeah, it knows. So I think it's probably where I'm at. Anyway, weird, Kelsey, about signs. Signs from the universe as I process. The week's shows, we had J. Ray, we had a show on grieving, you know, but, you know, when we were doing the show with the psychic J. Ray, and then my dad comes into the, my late father comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, they get to hear that. Patreon members get to hear that tomorrow. Okay. You guys are going to lose it.
Right. Well, then when we did Regular Guy Friday and we were talking about it last week.
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, the Maria's picture just slams to the ground.
Uh-huh.
When we were talking about that, mm-hmm. and your interpretation was?
He was hammering it home, the point home. Because you were talking about leaving people that weren't serving you, kind of like, right? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah, maybe. Or
not giving to people or things that aren't serving you. I believe that's what it was, yeah, just that you always have.
Piggybacking off things she had said, J. Ray had said, like she was saying she lets people learn their own lessons.
Right. Right.
She's like, I don't teach him anymore. And I remember a psychic saying to me, forgive me for being a regular guy and getting all woo-woo, but I remember a psychic saying to me about my dad. He's like, you know, your dad's with you and he's always trying to talk to you and he's always trying to send you. He's with you and he's always sending you messages. And
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier, and to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there, this little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
I really didn't hear that at the time. And as we're doing this show, I'm interviewing all these great world healers, world leaders, world thinkers, we see so many common practices and traits, one of which is just having that heightened awareness that I have never had. And I think most of us don't have. Most regular people don't have. We are, distracted.
Yeah.
We're medicated, caffeinated, overworked, consuming, whatever. We're doing anything we can, but sit still and be aware. And I'm working on that. And so, of course, when this was said to me years ago, he's with you, but you don't. He's with you, and he's always sending you, trying to send you messages. Mm. And I didn't really hear that, but I remembered. Now this week, I remembered that was said to me years ago. And it just really got me thinking. I'm driving in the car, in the van, my work van I have here, and I was thinking of, as I'm trying to process what's next for me in my life, and I think of our show, and I think of what brings out the child in you, where do you really get your joy, where do you get your energy? And I'm trying to figure that back out again. What am I called to do versus what am I passionate about? Maybe my calling is to tell people, and that, that might be the calling that I have to just answer, and I don't have a choice. But I do love to create. And you can be creative in so many different ways. I have the way I like it the most is filmmaking and writing. But I've found other ways to be creative too, but I think the thing I really like the most is that. So I was driving around and I'm thinking about, I wrote this script last year based on a true story, Christmas story, and I think I've talked about before. Kelsey, we did a table read. You were part of it.
Yeah, I was.
And
am I hired?
Yeah, as an actress?
Yeah.
And you were good, right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
I remember you saying that you were surprised
yeah.
at how good I was.
You were good.
And Jeffrey was not good at his reading. And you were like, Jeff? And I was like, what?
Yeah, Jeff was a good, he read the prose.
Yes.
Yeah, he wasn't very, he was weak as an actor. But he's good at,
he's good, yeah.
He's a good performer, but yeah, not that day. He was
so
off
anyways,
day.
So if you guys are wondering, yes, I will be hired.
You were good. And, but I had this Oscar winning screenwriter mm-hmm. read it as a favor to give us notes. And basically she said to us, she was very nice about it, but just said start over, basically get rid of the script,
yeah,
and all the reasons why. And so at first I was like, okay, I really want to take this person's help because I want to be open to it, and yeah. I don't want to be the civilian who's being defensive.
Right.
This person is, has won an Oscar. This is a great writer, and so I was like, okay, I'm in. And then I talked to some other people and they said, well, Tarantino's stuff is super original. No one liked his stuff. And other people I trust who love the script. And anyway, it was a battle in my brain because it was probably the best thing I thought I have ever written. And to me, it was like, it's a layup of a story. It's a true story, but it's like it checks every box.
Well, and you just had so much fun when you were doing it, right?
But again, you can just have fun. I could open a hamburger stand and yeah. have a ball doing it, but if it loses all my money for my
True.
Family.
But I think, and maybe I'm wrong, but it's like, it felt good to you. Like, you were proud of it is what I mean. It's like
I was, but I also want to improve, and I don't want to just do what makes, I think there's a balance between just doing what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I guess if you just want to paint a painting if you like it, no one else does, then that's fine. But you're talking about a movie that would involve millions of dollars, could literally break people's career. You can't be like that.
Right,
that's
right.
Immature. And that's probably what I've done, but I've seen tons of directors do. And they don't want to do that. But the reason I don't bring it up for any other reason other than as I'm thinking of it, I look down at the clock and it's 11:11. Now, I would normally have ignored that. But now as I keep trying to obey signs from the universe, I'm like, there are more times where 11:11 comes up. And now I see it all the time. By the way, people probably listening to the show today are saying the same thing. I see it all the time. Okay, but we see it and we go, oh. And we go, oh, 11:11, make a wish or whatever. But you don't pause to go, wait, why? Why now? So I'm having that thought in my brain. I made my first film at 7. So imagine how heavy, almost 50 years of my life, and how heavy that conversation is in my brain. Do I throw the script away, which I thought was my best work, and do I therefore just say, oh my God? Or is the other part of my brain saying, hey, like, wait a second. No, there's a, moments in that story, it's a true story, that I want to honor this person's life because I think it's so inspirational that the advice I got from the writer was like, no, throw away the truth. Just write a great script, you know? And I'm like, But anyway, as I'm going back and forth in my brain, I see the 11:11. And so I don't know what way to go, but the point is, I'm like, wait, that's there for a reason. So then I'm driving along. And this is crazy, but I notice like there's birds in the street that are like flopping around in the street. And then like I drive past them and like, you know, and like, what is the deal? Like birds in front of the car, And so then I take the time to look that up. And Kelsey, I had you pull it up here. What does it say?
It says animal symbolism of birds. When a person is on a spiritual path, and they're opening or awakening to their journey, birds will appear, often flying next to the vehicle the person is driving in as a sign or opening or moving closer to knowing what their path is.
It's kind of weird, right?
Yeah.
But again, would have just ignored that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, wait, what is that? Why?
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
But then...
Uh-oh.
Then one bird hit my windshield.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh.
You don't even want to look up what that says, Kelsey.
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, so.
That's not good.
So then I tell Queenie.
You want my analogy? Okay.
Carry on. I want to hear yours. Okay. Queenie's like, did you turn around and go save the bird? I'm like, Maria, I'm driving 55 in like the 20-year-old van in the middle of like a lot of, you know, it's like not like in these little tiny country roads. You can't turn that thing around. You know, there's no.
You can't flip
it. It's woods on either side. Yeah, you can't, you know. Yeah. And then, yeah. So, but, what? Yeah, what are your thoughts on that?
Ooh, here are my thoughts. This is what, if I, okay. I feel like that was just a sign for, hey, okay, you're on your path, you're on your journey, but if you don't listen to this, if you don't pause, if you don't take your breaks when you need to, you're not getting anywhere.
If you don't start listening.
If you don't start listening, you're not getting anywhere. Bird, I think that, and for you, Kev, like, you've just never, ever stopped ever in your whole life, ever. So you've pushed past, you've ignored things, you've pushed past things, you've like, and so
you've
You've powered through, and I think that that's kind of like a, hey, you're going to hit some shit if you don't actually, like, take a step back for a second. That's what I think.
And the poor bird had to
get effed. That's, I mean, yeah.
Ugh.
Say thank you. Thank you for showing
thank
me.
Thank you, birdie.
Yeah.
Oh, the bird got effed.
So you should listen, though.
The poor bird joined the IFF.
Yeah.
I Got Fog Foundation.
He got fucked. But he was willing to take it to show you that and to explain that,
that makes
to
sense.
You. Makes sense to me.
Thank you, Kelsey. That You're does welcome. Make sense. Okay.
I'm a great dream interpreter, too, if you ever have any.
A dream interpreter.
I really am.
Interpreter.
Oh.
But I like interpretation.
I'm that too.
Ooh, there's one I wanted to, and Maria had that I'll tell you later.
Okay.
I can't say it on the air.
I had a dream I was looking for apartments in West Hollywood the other night.
Okay, so what does that
Here's
mean?
Here's what I think. So.
Oh, I think I know what that means.
I think I know what it means.
All right, go ahead.
I think that, well, there's a couple different things going on. It was the night before. I have a friend who's going to stay in my apartment since I'm not there, who's moving to LA. And so that was on my mind. And then I also think that I'm kind of like, what's happening? What's my next chapter? What's my next move? So I think that played into it. So I think it was like a combination of a couple different things. Then also my mom was with me, and she's definitely on my brain too, because I want to hopefully go see her soon. So I think it was all of that.
I think it's a migration away from the monsters.
Yeah.
And independence.
Yeah.
And graduation from adult into adulthood. Mm-hmm. And mom's with you with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing. So yeah. It's like, yeah, I think so too. Kels, I am tired. Let's take a break. 2 minutes, 2 seconds, as Chuck Willoughby used to say on Love Connection, one of your favorite shows.
It is one of my favorite shows. How'd you know that?
Yeah, no idea what I'm talking about. How'd
you know
that? Anyway, we'll be back in 2 minutes and 2 seconds.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you. Did you know inflammation in the body is the cause of so many issues, from stress and anxiety to insomnia, even acne and skin issues? Well, let me introduce you to something to help reduce inflammation, Fittish. Fittish is a wellness brand that offers affordable and transparent CBD options, ranging from tinctures that help promote a better sense of overall balance to a wide array of skincare products that fit into your lifestyle. Fittish offers high quality.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Quality plant-powered essential CBD that helps to alleviate anxieties. Fittish also has a skincare line that's helped thousands of individuals dealing with issues from acne to the most severe cases of dry skin. And their Doing It moisturizer, guys, has a light whip texture that's so nice. And I love their Lip Game lip gloss. Check out Fittish.com or at The Fittish on Instagram to see incredible testimonials from customers, as well as before and after reviews with photos. Try Fittish CBD for yourself to get the best wellness in the game at Fittish.com and use the code BETTER20 for 15% off your order. That's Fittish, FITISH.com. Enter the code BETTER20 at checkout for 15% off your order. Fittish, a clear mind and clearer skin for the win.
I'm still processing, you know, all of this, right? Mm-hmm. And so I'm now noticing when I see 11-11, what's going on in that moment, or when I'm seeing birds all over my car continually. I'm thinking what Jay Ray said.
Yeah.
And I'm realizing that, you know, my dad, the universe, God are sending me messages that I have, probably they've been sending forever, that I've ignored. And I think that, I hope this helps other people to hear, you know, and again, a lot of people might just be laughing, like, you're a kook. Yeah. Well, you know, maybe I am, but I just know that when I'm hearing people that are very successful saying these things, you know, and I'm going to give it a try. Like, why not? Yeah. But I think that if we all start pausing and opening up, will start seeing, getting these messages too. We'll start receiving them.
Yeah. And I think it's a good, good lesson for all our flight attendants, who is basically everyone who listens to this show, because Kev, I know you and I are very much flight attendants. And I kind of had this epiphany the other month, where it's just like, I could think that I'm here to help you guys, to help the show, you know, help Maria and you through this. Or I could think of it as, I'm here to do that, but I'm also here on my own journey, you know?
Mm-hmm. Like, your own
I'm
scam.
Here, I'm my own scam. I'm here mm-hmm. for a reason. So putting it back to you, I think that you probably for a long time were like, okay, I'm here, I'm just going to help Maria, I'm going to fill in for the show. But no, I actually think that you are serving your own journey and your own purpose by doing this show. I think by doing this show, your eyes are now open to all these things. So, you know, it's like you were meant to do this too. This is part of your journey.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, this school we call Better Together, I've learned so much. Yeah. I mean, it has just opened my brain and my mind and my heart. And yeah. And I think, you know, talking to Jay Ray and other people, and we've had other people on the show say this too, when you hear a song, you know,
yeah,
at a certain time, or you see a certain show, or you see, you know, there's just all, or like random occurrences or things you think are coincidences, all these things, you know, could be the signs and the messages, you know. And I think that if we have all of us have our radar up, that I think we can, rather than work against the universe or just kind of be a pawn of the universe, I think we can have the universe work with us more. So anyway, it was just something that, I don't know, just really moved me.
I like it. Thank it has you me for sharing.
It has me thinking a lot more, and I hope that other people can do the same thing. And I think it starts with that awareness. You know, one of the guests that we had on, that we're going to have on next week, mm-hmm. it, you know, Nick, mm-hmm. And I always...
Sentinastasso.
Oh my God, you're good.
Thank you.
You are
It's because I'm Italian.
You are good.
Even though Kev calls me fake Italian.
Sentinastasso. So this is a young man who speaks at Tony Robbins, and he was born with no legs, only one arm, and only one finger on that one arm, and yet goes on to be a varsity wrestler, mm-hmm. a bodybuilder, and now an entrepreneur and a speaker, motivational speaker, and coach. And you know, I bawled when I heard his story on, you know, with Tony, but then when we had him on the show, you know, you just hear his story and that should just be enough to inspire you. But what really blew me away is all the gems and lessons he threw out too. Mm-hmm. And I put, you know, we've had so many great people come on with multiple lessons per show. It's always hard to say who's, to me, is gave the greatest amount, but I will say amongst the greatest, I would say Xavier Dagba, and I would say Nick.
Nick, yeah.
And so I want you guys all to...
And that's another two-parter for that. You guys.
For me, you know, one of the things he said, you know, and of the many, many things he said, and again, I could probably do three regular Guy Fridays just on all the lessons he gave. But, you know, a compelling vision will outweigh fear. And, you know, a fearful state will lower your life quality. And so how many of us are afraid? Afraid to pursue our dreams, or afraid of the pandemic, or afraid of finances. Or, and by the way, I'm guilty of all of it. So, you know, I'm not saying I'm not. But I will say I've been at my best when I've had a compelling vision. So I had told, you know, said to him, like, hey, and, you know, when I was in the carny business, I had so many people say to me, hey, aren't you worried that you're not going to have a 401k? Aren't you worried that you don't have health benefits? Aren't you worried that you're not going to have Social Security someday? You know, because it was cash business. Mm-hmm. Aren't you worried about your physical health, like working 20-hour days and standing, and you're going to have arthritis, you're going to be crippled, and like, you know, and sometimes people well-intended, often it was because they were jealous, they weren't pursuing their dream, and I will tell you, it was the compelling vision that got me there. Meaning, I was like, I'm going to make it in Hollywood. So I kept thinking in my brain, like, I'm going to make it. This is getting, this sucks. This is awful, but I'm doing this to get to my dream in Hollywood. And so when you have some kind of North Star to guide you, and what he says, a compelling vision, that will knock out fear. So, you know, I'm going to, whatever your compelling vision is, ends up knocking out those fears. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And then when you think about what a fearful state does to you and how it does lower the quality of your life, you know?
Yeah.
It, to a degree, it's okay to have a little bit if it's going to motivate you to lean in and work harder. But
it's if it's crippling.
If it's destructive.
Yeah.
And I see it in a lot of people.
Yeah.
I
really liked another one of his things that he said, and I brought it up on the show, actually, the you never make more than you think you're worth.
Yeah.
That really spoke to me. I was like, ooh, that's a good reminder. Really good reminder.
It, again, there was so many that I just was like, stop, go back.
Stopping him.
Yeah, wait, what do you mean by that? But I go on to like the, and this is still about him. When we had on the grief counselor and the grief author.
Who David Kessler.
Was a wonderful man. And my heart goes out to him for losing his 21-year-old son.
Oof, yeah.
The place you saw some pushback with me, and I rarely do this with guests, when he was saying he was so empathetic that he was holding grieving space for someone who wasn't able to go to prom or someone who wasn't going to be able to, let's say, have their wedding during the pandemic. And those people were grieving it seemed like, on the level he was grieving his 21-year-old son. And he was like, no, I get it. I understand. But I pushed back because I said, yes, everybody, of course, I kind of empathize that everyone's got problems. And I don't want to minimize anything. And I also don't want to judge people. However, where's the line? When you see a young man with no legs, no arm, and only one arm with one finger, who wants to become a high school wrestler so bad that one of his arms, which was a stub, they said, well, the bone will break through the skin if you have any pressure put on that. And he goes, cut it off.
Crazy.
So how do I put, when I see a guy like that who gets up every day and tries, I just don't know how I can have the same empathy, how we should be holding space for somebody. Or when someone loses a 21-year-old son, and then someone says, I'm not going to have my dream wedding right now because of pandemic, or I can't go to prom. And that's the same grieving that a man losing a 21-year-old son, or anyone losing a 21-year-old son, or somebody born with.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her, because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Out legs and an arm, you know, only one arm. I just think this is where we've gotten a little carried away. And again, it's hard for me to say it because I know I really want to get away from judgment. I want to get away from all that stuff, but there has to be some perspective here.
Yeah.
And when I think of Nick and his story, and I'll tell you, one of the gifts of seeing him, and I really hope you guys enjoy this episode, but seeing him speak at Tony Robbins, I have thought about this kid so many times in the last year since I've seen him speak, and why? because those days that I'm tired, those days that I'm depressed, those days I'm feeling bad for myself, those days I'm like, I'm worried about the future, those days I'm like, you know, being envious, all of it, I say, oh my God, like when I look at this kid and his positive attitude and how hard he works and how hard he tries, who am I to be? I'm sorry. I think I should be checking myself. Yeah. I don't think I should be like, oh, well, you know, I have my problems too, and I need to hold space for me. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, of course I do. And I think I should have empathy for myself to a degree. But when I look at someone like that, I go, really?
Yeah.
And I feel like that's something we all should do. But again, like I get it. Everyone's on their journey. But like I do see with what's going on in the world. And again, I think the mess the millennials are in is because they think that way. But it's the parents who are saying, oh, you didn't get to go to prom. Ah, right. Well, you poor baby. Or you didn't get the dream wedding because of the pandemic. Oh, my God, my poor kid. Like,
I think
what?
It's tough because it's like how I took it when he was saying that. I'm like, I don't see those on the same level. I don't see not going to prom or not having your wedding on the same level as losing your 21-year-old son. But I do still believe that, yes, you can be sad about that. You can grieve that.
I don't dispute that.
Yeah.
With perspective and reality.
Right. So,
you know, when you look at the tragedies really out there in the world, you got to go, you know, and this is where we're failing our kids to not say to them, hey, okay, come on. Do you understand like what's going on in the world?
Right.
Okay, you didn't get a prom, but you know how many people don't have mothers and fathers and grandparents right now because of the pandemic? Do you know how many people are going to lose their lifestyle, you know, their savings, their houses? Do you have any idea?
Yeah.
But this is where we're failing because we're holding space and saying, oh, you know, I know. Because I've been with the parents.
Yeah.
And again, when I see Nick, it just makes me go like, wow, what an amazing young man. And it just wants me to be better and to check myself. And it doesn't mean that I can't at times, I don't have a right to be down. I'm not saying that. Like, I'm going to be depressed or whatever. But I'm saying when you can look at other people and see... You got to go, you know what?
Perspective.
Yeah, perspective.
Perspective. Well, and wait till you guys hear about his parents. I mean, talk about some badass, but they made him who he is.
I mean...
They made him as strong as he is.
I said to him, I said, your parents are as big a stars in your equation...
Correct.
...as you are.
Yeah.
But, I mean, imagine parents having the courage to say, nope, dress yourself. No, feed yourself. Nope. No. And we're not even going to add handicap... things on the doors for you to get through because the real world's not going to have that for you. Oh my God. I couldn't do that.
No.
Mm-mm. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I don't know. It just gives you like, just gives you a little bit more.
It's a good reminder.
Yeah. A little bit more to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Kelsey, on that note, let's take a little bit of a break and,
we'll BRB.
We'll come back and, be our best selves.
Guys, is there anything more underrated in terms of self-care than a good hot shower? I know we've talked about cold showers on the show, but I haven't quite gotten there yet. Maybe someday, but my showers are my quiet time to be alone, refocus, pray, power up for the day. Our good friends at Olay Body recognize this and believe our shower products should provide the highest level of body care to help us leave the shower looking and feeling our best. With that in mind, Olay Body has just launched a new collection of skincare-inspired body washes that include premium skincare ingredients designed to care for a variety of skin concerns, conditions, and types. Olay Body visibly transforms skin, you guys. It's changed how I thought about my body care routine and my shower. On that note, I'm actually going to go use my Olay Body exfoliating and moisturizing body wash right now. I need some moisture. Yeah, right now. Shower time, people. All right. You can find Olay Body Care products in stores or online. Olay Body, fearless in my skin. Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? First, as so many of our Better Together experts have taught us, a good night's rest helps boost immunity, improve recovery, and increase energy. Second, Sleep Number doesn't just provide a better night's rest, guys. It provides the best night's rest. With my Sleep Number 360 smart bed, I have comfort and support specifically tailored to my body. I can also observe my sleep patterns to ensure the greatest quality sleep, and I can adjust the bed to so many positions. There's even a position to reduce my husband Kev's snoring, who, incidentally, went from
flopping all night on our old mattresses to sleeping solid. He's so happy. Our Sleep Number bed has so dramatically improved our lives that we can't believe we went this long without one. Seriously, guys, it's an investment in your comfort and your health, and one that I promise will pay off each and every night. Better Together is reminding you that proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 P5 Smart Bed Queen, now only $1,799, only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/better.
You know, one of the things that Nick brought up too was the discussion of being a victim. And he, again, this is somebody who I wouldn't blame him. I would not blame the kid who was told, you're not going to live long. You're not, because your organs are not going to be able to grow. You know, this is all you're going to have is one finger. I mean, I wouldn't blame him for going, I got fucked.
Yeah.
You know, and yet he was like, no. And then, but here's what was so interesting. I've never heard this, but this kid is just 25 years old.
25.
You talk about touched
just
by angels.
Just turned 25.
Just turned 25.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, why the victim mentality? I've never heard this. Why it's so attractive? I've never heard that. Mm. All we do is kind of, we act like victims, and then there's another crowd that shames the victim mindset.
Right.
Stop being a victim. But I've never heard this. When he said, the victim mentality gives you attention. Because you get attention from people.
Well, and then why would you stop if you get attention?
Right. And then you want more of it.
It's easy, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never heard anyone put it that way. And he goes a little deeper on it.
Yeah.
But it's a slippery slope because you're into it. Okay. And you're like, you're loving being, you know, being the victim. And then you get that attention from people. And then what? You want to be a bigger victim.
Right.
To get even more. But the reason it's a slippery slope is like, it's, you actually manifest being a victim. And when you think about true victim, think about it. She is a victim of rape. He is a victim of homicide.
Right.
This one is a victim of whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you hear the true people who are true, like victims,
yeah,
is that what you want to be?
No.
Like who would want that? It's just a tragic, awful thing to be in reality, but you're going to manifest that.
Mm-hmm.
But I never heard like, how
never thought about that
sexy and how fun it is, yeah. And how it is almost like drinking or drugs or gives you a dopamine high.
Well, I'm sure it's a really hard cycle to break, a really hard habit to break.
I mean,
because it is just like as addicting as all those things.
So much of the world. That's what so much of the world is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I can't say the world, but this country, a lot of us are victims. But anyway, again, all stuff I've fallen into.
Yeah.
All stuff I've fallen into. But guess what? I don't like myself for falling into it. I don't think I'm awesome for falling into it. In fact, I want to rally against it as every bit I can because I know what it's going to lead. Because I don't want to be a victim.
No.
I want to be a happy person with a fulfilled life. But that really helped. And you know, he... And here's where he and the grief counselor kind of were on the same page. Because they both said, when bad things happen and when tragedy happens, they said it in different ways, you know, instead of, you know, putting yourself in the victim box, the victim cycle, or being, thinking yourself victim, take the time to learn lessons.
Mm-hmm.
What is the, keep asking, what's a lesson in this? What's a lesson in this? What do I need to learn? What, you know?
And I can elaborate that on that a little bit, because I loved what he said too. It's not just like the one time. He was like, it's a muscle. You have to create that muscle. You have to keep going to that place, right? You have to like, and then it just becomes instantaneous. What's the lesson? What's the lesson? What's the lesson? So he was saying for him, it is. It's a strong muscle now. He can go there instantly.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't even think about it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to work those muscles.
Right. Rather than the easy way,
exactly.
Which is my exclusive, not so exclusive club of the I Got Fucked
Foundation. Right.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on wonderful pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Right. But it's just like working out. I mean, it's not easy. You have to go. You have to build muscle. You have to be consistent.
I get calls all the time from people and they want to just, you know, they think I'm part of the IFF and that we're at the Elks Club or whatever. And we're all going to just, and they're going to call me and go, I got fucked. And I'm going to go, oh my God, you got so fucked. And by the way, like, that's usually what other civilians do.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You got fucked. And I just can't engage in it. I always have to say, okay, listen, and I've said this before too to people. I'll say, listen, if you want to do that, you got to do it with someone else. Because with me, I'm going to hear you out, but then it's like, come on, I usually say, what's the solution? I like his. He takes a step before the solution and goes, what's the lesson? Yeah. What are we being taught here? And again, it goes back to that awareness and thinking of the universe. I think I was saying when Lita was dying, probably like 4 or 5 hours to live, I can't tell you how many people from my past, well, maybe like three. So let me say this. Probably 3 people from my past texting me, oh, yeah, Lita, yeah, thoughts and prayers. Anyway, here's what I need. How come this website's down?
How crazy.
Thoughts and prayers. When are you going to come and, you know, read my book and my manuscript? thoughts and prayers. I've got a studio bill, da-da-da-da-da. And I remember one of them hit me so hard, I walked out to the front of the yard, and I called Steven. And Steven, because he's amazing, he was like, well, it's a tech issue. He goes, well, Kevin, I can fix it. I go, no, actually, Steven, I'm actually not even calling you for that. I said, I'm calling you because you and I have been together for 10 years and we are friends and we know these people from our past that are calling. And I just need help. And I start crying. I go, Lisa's got hours to live. I'm literally in the room with her. And I said, I can't even mourn her. I can, but I feel like I can't because this is what I'm dealing with. Help me. And he was great. He was like, no. He's like, just shut the phone off. They're narcissists. Let them go. But I remember saying to him, what is the universe telling me? And then I asked you, Kelsey, but I wouldn't have said that years ago. We might as well reveal for everyone else. What was the universe telling me, Kelsey?
I think the universe was just reminding you that as you guys go into this next journey, it was very symbiotic. Is that the word that they were texting at the same time that Lita was kind of going? Because it was like, Kevin, as you're going into this next chapter and this next journey, we're still never going to change. So, nope, you're done with those people. You're done with that. Yeah. So that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
Yeah.
And like Ashley Daniels, a friend of ours, she always says the universe will test you when you're making moves out into a new way of life.
Yeah.
They'll test you. And sometimes sometimes you're just not ready.
Yeah.
And you'll fail the test.
Yeah.
And you'll stay there. And so I could have bantered with them. And I remember just saying, I'm going to just focus on Lisa's last hours. Thank you very much. And I just shut my phone off and that was it. But
yeah, to me,
but my point is, Kelsey, I would not have taken the time. It was the having this awareness, I wouldn't have taken the time. I just would have either given in to them or overly explained, I'm dealing with this and don't you understand that? Right. No. But I took the pause and say, why is this happening now of all times? And I got my answers and then, but hearing from a 25-year-old kid like Nick, who's so evolved, that he's looking at everything that way. What's the lesson? What am I being taught here? But I started going victim mode. Like when I called Steven, I'm like, why is this happening to me? I can't even mourn. I cannot even mourn someone who's really my mother.
Right.
I can't even mourn. They're not even letting me mourn. I was going into victim. And then he was like, no. What is the lesson? Lesson is, you know, this is part of your past. Now, do you want to stay there or do you want to move on?
Exactly.
Which is what you were saying.
Exactly. Well, and it's like, it's a reminder that you're in control, right? They don't run the show. You run the show. They're texting you. You don't have to engage with them. You don't feel like you're not obligated, Kev, to respond to them too. And that's a lesson for me. It's a lesson for everyone. Yeah. Like, especially back to the flight attendants. We're not here to serve everyone else. We also have to serve ourselves, you know? So it's like, yeah, you can turn your phone off and it's going to be okay.
But yeah, it starts with that awareness.
Absolutely.
And I think they're not falling into the victim mindset. So try to keep finding the, and find, so instead find the, look for what are the lessons? What's the universe telling me? Or if something really bad happens, what am I supposed to learn from this?
Right. Well, when I think about, it's kind of just kind of floated into my mind when you and Jay Ray were talking about how if you vibrate at a lower vibration, that's when all the like crud can come in. So if you go into this victim mindset, then you're bringing yourself down to this lower vibration. There's no way in hell you can see all the good stuff happening, but all the bad stuff's going to keep trickling in because you're being a victim. And so that's why it's like people who are living in that victim mindset, it's always the why is this happening to me? Woe is me. And stuff keeps happening and it's going to keep happening.
How many times have you heard people say that, Kelsey, too? Why is this always happening to me?
Right. It's going to keep happening because you're vibrating at that lower level, that lower vibration. It's going to keep happening. So you have to be aware enough. I mean, hopefully shows like this and shows like Better Together kind of can smack you in the face and you can analyze your life and be like, oh my gosh, maybe I am doing that, and like kind of snap you out of it.
Yeah,
but
yeah. And I think, yeah. And finding those friends,
oh yeah,
like Ashley, Kelsey, whoever you have in your life that can go, you know, no, actually, I think this is why. And Maria's good too. Maria's really good at saying, you know, when I, even going back to my Christmas script, she was saying, I think it's marrying your script with some of this person's notes, but not throwing away. Maria's interpretation, but again,
my guttural reaction. I told you my guttural reaction with that. I was like, okay, and one lady, amazing, that's great. One lady doesn't like it. That's one person.
No, I know.
Superty duper. Like, let's.
But I do want to be open to. Do you know what I'm saying? I want to be open to people.
Totally. But I agree with Maria. I think it's like you take the things, like take the notes and certain things, but I don't think it's a complete. Okay, maybe. We throw it away and go to the next.
Maybe.
Guys, I'm happy to share that Better Together has a new supporter, the reinvented multivitamin company Ritual. Ritual is super transparent about all of the ingredients that are in their multivitamins. I'm never really sure what I'm actually taking when I take a multivitamin, but Ritual makes it very clear that they are non-GMO. There's no artificial colorants or synthetic fillers. It's gluten and major allergy free, and it's also vegan friendly. They make it simple to choose what's right for you based on four categories: for women 18 and over, postmenopause, prenatal, and postnatal. It's also now available for men and teens, as all their vitamins are scientifically developed to help support different life stages. I'm a big fan of how seamless they make the entire process. It's delivered monthly, so by the time you finish your supply, they ship you your next supply for free. I also love how they're not those like massive horse pills. They're easy to swallow and you don't have to worry about choking. Yay. So I highly recommend you get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/better to start your ritual today. Hey guys, I want to introduce you to a really neat new supporter of Better Together, Skillshare. Skillshare is an online learning community that offers membership with meaning. Skillshare helps you get inspired, learn new skills, and take your creative projects to the next level with the support of fellow creatives. I can't wait to try Mikhail Bagstrom's Use Branding to Grow Your Channel and see how much it helps us with our YouTube growth for Better Together. Now, while browsing the many things to learn on Skillshare, I even came across a flower arranging class called Bouquet Making with Kaylee Young. Super cute. I might have to give that one a go too. You can pick your Skillshare classes from one of three categories, from the best of, a Skillshare original, or staff pick. Super easy. Skillshare is incredibly affordable, especially when comparing it to pricey in-person classes and workshops. An annual subscription is less than $10 a month. Explore your creativity at skillshare.com/better and get a free trial of premium membership. That's skillshare.com/better.
But this is where having time to pause
Yes.
and think, and I've never had that time.
ever, literally ever in your life. I was telling Kevin the other day, you guys, my mother often is like, how's Kevin? Worried about Kevin. And my dad calls me last night. This is rare. And I wasn't even saying anything. And he was like, how's Kevin? Like, has Kevin ever, has Kevin ever taken a break ever in his life? And I was like, nope. So anyways, all the Myers are worried about you.
Oh,
it's true. And that. Every single one of our queens and our heel squad.
Well,
so.
Here's the thing, you know, I just know with my body, when it's over, it'll be over. Like if I keep going this way, and it won't be for a while, but I also think that there's a better way to do things, and
yeah.
it rather than the 7 days a week. I have some stuff. There's like a couple of things that have been weighing on me because I made promises. Some people I need to pay back,
mm-hmm.
And that need my help, and I promise, and I have to come through on that. But then, I am going to take that pause, and because that's when I can start getting these answers. I can't. It's hard. It's been constant of the last 20 years. Decisions are fast, but I've prided myself even on the renovations. To do a year and a half renovation on a house in 3 months meant decision. You open a wall and it's like, oh my god, like the plumbing screwed up here or this. What it's like fast decision. Okay, no, we'll just do this. We'll work around here. Okay, let's get the. Well, the guy can only come on Friday. All right. Well, it's fast decisions, but it. I think you do. You need space.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about this last week too, even with editing. Movies, you know, you need, no matter how fast a machine can work to edit a film today, you still need time to get it right. So I need a minute. Hopefully I can honor that, but you know, the other thing,
you will honor it. We'll make you honor it.
The one other thing, and I was just on the phone with my mom because she was saying that, you know, she was like saying how she wakes up a little down. And I was telling her about the show and some of the quick things. But I will say that, you know, one of the things, you know, it's been, I had to go back to this week was, you know, when they say be of service if you want to pull yourself out of depression. And someone said it this week. It was actually probably Nick.
Probably Nick.
I mean, you know, here's a guy again with one finger.
I'm going to look at my notes.
Who's like saying go out and help, be of service, go help people and to feel better. And so I have somebody, mm-hmm. a young couple, Dan and Mackenzie, that we've literally known since they were like, I've known Mackenzie since she was 13, and then we met Dan 2 years later, and now they're in their mid-20s with a baby. So this is how
crazy.
Long we've known them. I mean, like, and I've been saying forever that I would make her a studio. And I because we got a little opening, you know, a couple of nights ago, I said, that's it. I'm going to go over there and do it. And wasn't like it was easy because it was some, you know, I had to bring the tools. I had to go to Home Depot. I had to, like, figure out how to make it even work. But I will say I felt so good afterwards. We all did it together. She's a great helper, and he is, like, so handy. And he was so excited. He's like, oh, my God, like, this is so cool. I never did this before. But being of service really helped. It really made me feel better. Like, so, I
saw the difference.
Yeah. I think everything's balanced. So you can't overdo that. But I remind everyone, when you feel down, go out and be of service to someone else and watch. Cause I was down. I'm down right now because we're in that, you know, everything's settling
limbo,
down.
It's a weird limbo, slumpy.
Yeah. Well, we're not, you know, when we can work, you just put yourself into work and you don't think about leads are dying and pandemic ending. And, but then like what happens financially, like all these things we've like swept under the rug, Marie and I, you know, it just starts to know I'll hit you and but to go out and like be of service really helped. And it really energized me. And she just was like, her and Dan were so grateful, and it just was really nice. So I think I'll leave you with that too. So as we head into our Memorial Day weekend, and I'm hoping that everyone can go out and have a lot of fun. Well, everyone, I'm so tired. You guys have a great Friday. Everyone have an amazing weekend. Oh my goodness. And God, and Sunday's not a school night. Remember? So you get like Friday, Saturday and Sunday night.
Wow.
And I go, I hope all you queens go out and have an amazing, amazing time. Really do. And thank you for hanging in with us during this time. We'll keep bringing you RGF, and we'll keep doing the show too. But we're definitely going to find some space. And but like I said, we'll keep RGF going.
Hell yeah.
As long as we can. And
oh yeah, I would just like to say
another, what, three episodes? Two,
I was going to say this is
episodes.
A celebration of the two episode, the second episode that you said
wow.
two episodes ago.
Holy crap! So we could actually be done.
No,
we could be done for the break, and then
no,
we'll rebrand as like another. I don't know.
Regular Guy Tuesday.
I think we move on to Potluck Saturday.
No, we love Regular Guy.
No, then you could Potluck Saturday. Then you could talk about your Demi Lovato shirt. That's Potluck Saturday. We could just go
thank
with
you. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think you would love it. I think I might like it too. It's less work.
I'm in.
It's easier. You guys, what?
I have something to say.
Say.
You guys, Vincenza and I got stuck in Winnie's very first East Coast rain, like thunder lightning storm last night. It was awesome.
Was she
scared? She was not scared. Kevin, she is a new dog. I'm not kidding you guys. I've never been on the East Coast when like one of these things happened.
Yeah.
In 0.2 seconds, we were drenched.
Yes.
And like, I grew up in Seattle, you guys. I know rain. Mm-hmm. No, no, no. It was like someone poured a bucket of water and I had to go run and save Winnie because she didn't know what to do. She was like half trying to go to the bathroom and half like, what's going on? And so I had to go like run out and save her. So I'm dripping. The poor sweet thing is dripping.
But she was okay?
No, she was okay.
Winnie.
I know.
Yeah, her confidence being here, not having Max poke at her. And by the way, LA is just very stressful.
It's
not stressful. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
No, she's
here,
romping
it's like,
in the grass.
Yeah, she's getting too cocky now.
Very much so.
Yeah, I'm still worried about
it. Oh my gosh. Costa and Demi told me another story about how they lost her the other day. And I said, I cannot give her to you guys.
Yeah, don't. No, 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 don't.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no.
She must be scotch taped to me at all times.
No, but I mean, I'm seriously because.
No, I agree.
No, because she is getting cocky and she's, you know, and this still, we have like, yeah, we have coyotes somewhere out there.
And if you've ever seen The Proposal where the hawk picks up the little bird or the hawk picks up the little dog. So I will be protecting Winnie.
Yeah.
At all costs.
I have to tell. Yeah. And especially, yeah, no, okay. I wish you didn't tell me that about
Sorry.
Those guys. No, no, I'm glad you did. So, yeah, I think we have to keep her in your arms and then back to mine.
Yeah.
Well, guys, anyway, reminder of why we're here. To, yeah.
There you go.
Here to learn from our mistakes. Help one another. And have a few laughs, and I think get some sleep too.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations again to powerful Queen Cannon.
Oh, thank you.
PKC.
I was wondering what you were
going
to say there. PKC.
But
congratulations.
I think we have to. I'm going to DM him and say I hope it's K W E E N.
Please do it. Report back. Are you going to actually do it?
I don't know. Maybe. No, probably not.
Well, queens. I know I still owe you a skin, some skin videos. I owe you another bunny ear video. So maybe that's my weekend.
Yeah.
Kevin's doing some bunny ears
I'm
for y'all
so
right
tired.
Now.
It's really hard to do the bunny ears.
Well, why don't we leave them with this, Kev?
What's that?
Can you look at me?
Okay. Two.
Bye, betches.
I can't even do betches the right way.
Aw. We love you guys.